Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. I'm just getting some nice background music for you. There you go. It's lovely. You're lucky people, let me tell you that. Yeah, welcome to Connections. What have we got this week? We've got, something of a bit of a summer in the city mix. I thought I'd start and finish with The Move. Now, The Move started off in 1967, or the back end of 1967, with vocalist Chris Kefford. And I think this is the only album that they recorded with him, and then he went off somewhere. And then they ended up with Roy Wood, who wrote pretty much everything that they were doing. And then they sort of morphed into ELO, which, of course, in Yorkshire is ELO. Anyway, I digress. This is from their first album called Move. This is a Turkish pressing of it, I think. I think it's in mono. And this is the last track on side one. And a lot of songs in the late 60s were called Hey Something. Like, you could say Hey, I don't know, Hey Hey, Hey Fork, Hey Hey Jude, Hey Dude, I think, in a recent film I've just seen. And this is no exception. This is The Move. And Hey Grandma! Shalabang, that was The Move. I mean, if you're going to write a psychedelic song, you're going to call it A Grandma, aren't you, from 1967. Mrs. J from Gaeretepe pointed out, hello, Mrs. J, good evening. That was stereo. It was, Mrs. J, you're on top form. There was a different signal coming out of each speaker. I think Mrs. J also pointed out it was recorded on 34 IPS, which is, of course, inches per second. We do love a little bit of imperial measurement on the show, Mrs. J. Thanks for reminding us of that. Mrs. J also, she's quite prolific, Mrs. J, tonight, that she said, hey, Tim, I realised that was off vinyl. Oh, you're very astute. And I think you're going to play the next one off vinyl. I am, Mrs. J. You're on top form tonight. God, you're on fire. And could you play some melon ball music? Well, Mrs. J, it just so happens. Well, I want you to imagine the scene, if you will. I'm in a shop the other day, standing on one leg, and there was a kid playing a xylophone behind me that I think was the daughter of the guy who was running the shop. It was quite, you know, summer in the city and all that sort of thing. There was, you know, there's the song in it somewhere. And I found a piece of vinyl. This is, lovely. For about 5 lira, going off the back of last week's show. It's slightly sun-faded, but... yeah, it was in the sort of section that was all just records without sleeves, looking very unloved. And I thought, well, I need to rescue this. And it was by African musician Manu Dibango, which, of course, is just, it's a must for me. And this is one that's got quite an unfortunate title. This is Pepe Soup. And it goes like this.
Oh my God.
Got a call from Mr. R, and he's in Umrani. Hello, Mr. R. He said he was dancing around his hallway to that music. That was Pepe Soup by Mano de Bango. He particularly liked the whistles on that. He said that that somewhat punctuated him mopping the floor. I've got a sort of mental image there. Yeah, lovely stuff. Now, the connection between Mano de Bango and the Hungarian band Beatrice is that neither, depending on which side you're on, have flown under their own power. Come to think of it, a lot of people haven't either, but neither. That was kind of a coincidence. Now, this is the Hungarian band Beatrice, and they were an all-girl band formed in 1969. I think they were sort of doing Hungarian folk music or something like that. And then they sort of got a bit more with it. They were doing the sort of glam rock style, a bit like Kiss. They sort of painted the faces. And then a bloke called Nergi Fjord or something like that joined in about 1974. And it all sort of went ballistic after that. They broke up in 77, and then I think they reformed as Nergi Fjord, and then it was like a thrash metal band or something like that. But they've transgressed a lot of genres. It's all about the genres. This is from 1977. This is probably after the first incarnation, after this bloke Nergi Fjord joined. And from the picture, it looks as though these women either grew whiskers or were displaced by other blokes. Some of them anyway. But this is Beatrice and Gier Kisini Gire, and excuse my pronunciation. Needed a cup of tea after that one. That was the Hungarian band Beatrice from 1977, and Gier Kassini Gier. Yeah, absolutely excellent pronunciation there by moi. The connection is Hungary have hot springs, and also in Turkey there are hot springs. This is not, I don't think, a band from Turkey, but it was a Turkish-only pressing from an obscure band called Hell Preachers, Inc. And this was another record I got from the same, you know, behind the kid that was banging the xylophone. It sort of drove me to it. And I was sort of knocking the dust off these, same box of vinyl. I think it was a slightly different row, a little bit dustier. And I think there was like an old rag doll on top of it. I had to move, and I think an ashtray as well. But this one, it was in amongst all these, well, some of them were sort of labels, I couldn't read them. I think somebody had been round them with one of those eraser pens or something like that. But this has got the Europa label, and I always, when I see that, I think, well, therein lies a prog classic of the making. As far as I know, this was only bought out, there was an album, I think, called Deep Underground. God help me what that sounded like. And this is a single taken off that album that was only released in Turkey. So there were some pretty far out people in Turkey, but we knew that anyway. And this is Time Race 1. It's got Time Race 2 on the B-side, but it seems to be a sort of noodly type of track. I mean, this is kind of noodly as well, but I love it. And as I say, it's Hell Preachers, Inc. Was Hell Preachers, Inc. If anybody knows of anybody who was in that band at any point, give us a call or send a drop us a line at timallen@connections.com. We'll be glad to see what they're doing these days. Let's just do this and do this, because I think we need a bit of that's lovely, isn't it? Very soothing. The connection from Hail Preachers Inc. is Connections to Sunshades by Like a Chicken by the band Witch, which stood for With Intention to Cause Havoc. And they were a Zamrock band. You've heard of glam rock? This is Zamrock because they were from Zambia. It was a big scene there. And Witch seemed to be the top of that scene. So they're like the Zambian Beatles, if you will. I think as far as I can make out, this is from an album that came out in 1974, I believe. I think there was another one in 76. And, this is a song that I think it's a message to us all. Just something that, you know, if you've got any sort of tendencies to be like poultry at all, you can be like a chicken. Cluck, old hen. Sort of the ultimate accolade, isn't it? I mean, you're on a, you know, picture it, your first date or something like that, and you know, what can you say? You know, if you're in love with a beautiful woman and all that kind of thing, well, you know, look, you look like a chicken. Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, it works the other way around as well. You could say it to your, anybody really. I'd be really chuffed to mint balls if somebody said that to me. Mrs. K of where is she, Karakoy? Hello, Mrs. K. She says that she was being like a chicken to that. She put a rubber glove on her head that she said it made her look sort of very hen-like, and go to work on an egg and all that sort of thing. She also said, could you play something that gives the illusion of space? Do you mean sort of the Final Frontier, or do you mean space? Well, this is quite spacious music, I think, coming up. Enjoy. Thank you. What about you? I feel like I'm at Montreal now, thanks to Keith Mansfield there. The connection is back to Witch, and well, funny enough, Witch also doesn't have the country Zambia, and musician Chris Spedding were both on a Facebook account called Spedding Drill Chapella, which I don't know if that's one of Chris Spedding's projects or something like that, but there you are. It's a connection just the same. This is from a group called The Battered Ornaments from 1969. It was headed up by Pete Brown, who was, of course, in Cream. He was a lyricist for Cream. He wasn't actually in Cream, but he spent a lot of time with Cream, let's put it that way. And he was, I don't know what happened here. He was quite an oddball kind of character. You know, he was kind of rough and tumble type of fellow who liked to put a lot of strange lyrics on things and shout a lot on records, I seem to remember. I think their first album certainly is a little bit unorthodox. And he was thrown out of his own band because it was Pete Brown's Battered Ornaments. And then it was Battered Ornaments without Pete Brown. And then Chris Spedding came in and did the lead vocals. And, from that album, anyway, this is called Sunshades.
The life she'd been leading before it had been in Leeds. She turned on to the Baron's court scene, and everything she wore on her sleeve. Now Jean had plenty on the front, and John had plenty on the side. It wasn't very long before they both realized they'd been taking each other for a ride. Where my sunshades? Call them my fun shades.
Sunshades by The Battered Ornaments from 1969. And Mr. Zed of Bessie Tash says, what genre was that? What genre indeed, Mr. R? Some answers to that a little bit later. But until then, Radio Station, episode... In this episode, we're going to look at the programme That's My Genre. We live in a world of increasing music labelling, and people are getting into genres and subgenres that are beyond the sort of realms of what we might call the original genres. Some might say we're genred out, but we're going to join the presenter, Dougal Shortbread Patterson, Esquire. And he's quite particular about the Esquire, especially if you've not got a title. Hello, welcome to another episode of That's My Genre, with me, Dougal Shortbread Patterson, Esquire. God, I wish I had a title. Anyway, I've got a letter from Dr. Peter Rebecca, or is it Dr. Rebecca Peter? Anyway, they're a doctor. And they said, Dear Dougal Shortbread Patterson, Esquire, could you tell me the difference between lounge music and the genre of furniture music, which seems to be pervading the scene at the moment? Well, Dr. Repeater, or yes, Dr. Repeater, I think I'll call you that. lounge music is something that's, I don't know, it's far too broad a thing for me to go into, but it's basically easy listening music. Whereas furniture music is a broad genre in itself, but it's music with corners, and music you can live in and within. And as a matter of coincidence, today's programme is all about furniture music. First of all, we're going to look at the subgenre of hard couch. And with me, I've got Floella Chesterfield. Hello, Floella.
Hello, Dr. Shortbread Patterson.
Esquire, sorry. So, yes, hard couch. Can you give us a sort of shotgun definition on the barrel, as it were, Floella?
Well, yes, what I want is music that you can sit on, basically, but that makes you not want to stick around for too long.
And what key is this music normally in, if anything?
Well, it tends to be in G sharp, or sometimes B flat, and sometimes I call it B flat pack music, but I don't think anybody ever got the joke. But
Well, are we going to hear some hard couch?
Yeah, this is called Chaise Longue in My Treacle.
Well, I think you'll agree that was quite stimulating. That was Floella Chesterfield there and Chaise Longue in My Treacle. And now I have the pleasure of introducing Mr. Graham Nash, Esquire, who's going to talk to us about the somewhat pseudo-phenomenon of deep cushion. Hello, Mr. Nash, Esquire.
Hello, Dougal Shortbread Patterson, Esquire. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And Graham Nash is quite some name to have in music, isn't it?
I just need to point out that I'm not Graham Nash, as in Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young, although I did get a call from Mr. David Crosby, who said he was looking for somebody called Graham Nash and he fancied a bit of cushioning. Anyway, deep cushion is music that makes you feel like you're cushioned in a giant marshmallow. And basically, if you'll excuse the pun, there's no percussion on it. This is a piece that I've written called Cocoon Me With Your Comfy Bowels of Foam.
Mr. Graham Nash there and Cocoon Me With Your Comfy Bowels of Foam. And now, just to finish off, a little bit of soft coffee table. And from the bungalows, I have Henry Condominium, Esquire. Good afternoon. And could you just say a few words about soft coffee table?
Well, you got coffee table music, right? And you've got soft coffee table music, and you got hard coffee table music. Well, soft coffee table music isn't as angular as hard coffee table, but it's still enough foam rubber to support a large hot chocolate. Can I also say that one feature of soft coffee table is that the titles are always in imperial measurements. This is called 17 inches of leg.
Your leg is 15, 15, 15. My leg is 17, 17, 17. From the carpet to the table thereof.
Well, that was the Bungalows and 17 inches of leg. God, I love Imperial. Anyway, here's the future.
was lovely. That was, well, that was Luciano Michelini. It sounds like a tire, doesn't it? And Palud from 1979. And that was just because we could. And prior to that, we had Donna Summer and I Feel Love. That was a song that Iggy Pop or David Bowie turned to Brian Eno. That was it, not Iggy Pop. I think he was asleep somewhere and said, Brian, I've heard the future. Yeah, the connection is that, I'd written a connection down. I've had to skip the next song because we're out of time. But connection was basically that neither Donna Summer nor Bernard Estardi had actually eaten donuts in the suburb of Paris called Wagram. There you go. Bernard Estardi, he ends up on quite a lot of shows. This is quite a curious song because, it was a single, and what I like about this is it's got a nice piece of analog telephone at the beginning, and I know there's a lot of you out there that do enjoy listening to analog telephone fragments, and this is probably going to satiate your desire for that. This is Le Telephone 76 by Baronet, which was presumably what he called himself when he was playing with his many fingers. Ooh, that's lovely.
Allô?
Allô? Bonjour, toi. Je te dérange pas?
Ah, c'est toi?
Oui, c'est moi, tu ne reconnais plus ma voix. J'avais envie de t'entendre. Tu veux qu'on se voit ce soir?
Non, pas ce soir.
Écoute, ma chérie, tu es un peu fatiguée. Je te rappellerai demain, tu veux bien?
Non, ne téléphone plus. Je t'expliquerai plus tard.
That sounded like it was from a shelved Serge Gainsbourg, from a shelved Serge Gainsbourg project from like 1974 called Un Kilo de Pêche, voilà ma dame. That was brilliant. That was Baronet and Le Telephone 76. And presumably there was another version of Le Telephone 75, 74, 73 and 72. We've heard from Kimberly somewhere in England, who says she thinks a second cousin three times removed was in that band word from Zambia, but she's not sure. The connection is that both Bernadette Sardier, who was a producer behind that masterpiece that we just heard, and Nino Nardini were in the genre of library music, or are in the genre of library music, because it's very much alive. This is Nino Nardini and Roger. I don't know if that's somebody called Roger with a surname Roger, or just Roger and it's a typo, or his middle name might be Roger and his first name might be Roger, and it'd be Roger. Anyway, either way, this is quite nice. This is called Jungle Obsession, and this is from 1974. It's got a picture of a lion on the front. Yeah. You, I'm having a silent disco to that one. That was from Nino Nardini and Roger from 1974, and that was Jungle Obsession. I'm just obsessing about everything now. We've got our last platter for today, which is straight off vinyl, and this is from Mr. B of Yenidort Levant, wherever that is. And he said, Tim, can you play me a song by The Move that gives you something that you get from Connections? Yeah, useless information. Boom.
Sister Jane has a little book full of all to grab some useless people. She was a waste of the time she took, and it gets me mad, which
From 1967, that was The Move and Useless Information, and the end of the show pretty much. Let's go round the houses. We started off with The Move and Hey Grandma from that very same album, or it's got an exclamation mark. Hey Grandma! Hey Grandma! Yeah. Psychedelic song about grandmas. We have Melon Ball Bounce by Raymond Scott, just because we can. Catalogue of copyright entries from the Library of Congress. Office 1975, connected, I didn't tell you that one, connected us to Mano de Bango and Pepe Soup. That was beautiful. Neither Mano de Bango nor the band Beatrice from Hungary have flown under their own power. Hot Springs, yeah, we love them, connected Beatrice to Hell Preachers Inc. and their Turkish pressing of Time Race 1. This programme connected us to Witch, that is With Intention to Cause Havoc. It's a madhouse. And that was Like a Chicken. Whatever. Spedding Drills Chapella on Facebook connected us to The Battered Ornaments and Sunshades. And then we had that soap opera thing. And after that, we had Donna Summer, I Feel Love. We had Luciano Michelini and Palude. However you say that. Then we had, I can't remember what I said the connection was. I think it was that, they liked breathing or something like that, wasn't it? That Donna Summer and Bernard Estardi, under the pseudonym of Baronet, or the auspices thereof, Le Téléphone 76, or Soison di Cesse, or whatever it is. I think it was Italian, so whatever that is in Italian. And, that was a bit Gainsbourg-ish. And then we had Library Music, the genre, connected us to Nino Nardini and Roger and Jungle Obsession. And then The Move and Useless Information from 1967. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Stick around for Simon's show. He's got something fab lined up for you. And keep warm, keep cool. Stick around for next week's show, because I think, as far as we know, inshallah, it's the youngest guest I've ever had on Connections. So something to look forward to. There's a surprise for you. See you next week. Take care, keep well, and keep connected. Good night.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.